Hello, hello. Happy Sunday. How is everyone? I hope you all had a really great, productive week this week. I've had a pretty good week. Everything is, you know, humming right along, just as it should be. I think I mentioned in my Friday post that we are having some excellent weather here, which is great. It's not hot, it's not muggy. It's beautiful springtime weather, which is just perfect. So, otherwise, everything is humming right along. So, for this Sunday, what I've decided to do is, because I still want to continue with my 52 lists for happiness. That was the whole basis of this. That's how I got started. That's how I started actually recording these sessions. But as I'm going through that book, I'm realizing that some of those can be compressed where I can post two at a time. So if you look at the post for this Sunday, you'll see the 52 lists for happiness, list 37 and 38 compressed down at the bottom. I've answered the questions. You know, I've worked through that exercise. However, I'm still going to be doing an unscripted where I just list a few topics, things that have been happening this week, stuff that's on my mind. I want to keep it short. I want to keep it sweet. So I'm going to try to keep it at no more than 3 to 4 topics. So with that said, let's get started with our topics this week. So this week I have 3 topics. Topic number 1, manners. Now, I'm old school, meaning I'm old. So my parents taught me manners in a different way than what people learn that's good manners today. And I say that because it brings me to an incident. I take PT, or public transportation, every day. And you got all types of people. You know, I work in the nation's capital. It's DC, baby. So it's a lot of tourists. It's everybody here. But I would say that DC is probably one of the most rudest cities up against New York. And in New York, they're not really rude. They're just curt. They're just trying to be on their way and you're in their way. But here in D.C. or in this area, people feel like they're entitled to something. What? I don't know what that is. But people here are so rude, especially on public transportation. Baby, they will bump you, move you, anything to get to work on time. Last time I checked, your job is not picking up its skirt and going, "Ooh, he's coming. Let's leave." You're going to get to work. If you're that pressed to get to work, leave earlier. But don't be rude to me because I'm moving a little bit slow. It's just, when I say it's ridiculous, it's ridiculous. People don't, they don't say, "Excuse me," you know, "Oops, sorry," or they just, it goes unsaid. And I don't want to lump millennials into this, even though that's a huge chunk of what I'm talking about, but they don't feel like they need to say excuse me when they bump someone because that's just the laws. That's the rules of the game. That is absolutely ridiculous because once again, you're in DC and you're going to bump into the wrong person one day. You know, people got short fuses here. We got a lot going on. All I'm asking for is if you're trying to get to the train doors before they close and you bump me, something. Just anything. Just acknowledge that, oops, you know, because my parents taught me better than that. You know, I've always taught my daughter, look, you say thank you and please and excuse me because you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. And thank you goes a really long way. On Mother's Day, well, no, the day before Mother's Day, my daughter and I were shopping in an area we call Old Town, Virginia, and we are heading into Francesca's. Saturday was a busy day, a lot of people out on Saturday. We're heading into the store. My daughter goes to open the door. Someone walks out and she gives us a look like, We're in her way. Baby, we're holding the door open for you. Not thank you, not ooh, sorry, not nothing. Just the look of like she was perturbed. Like, why were we in her way? And I'm like, is she for real? Don't make them horns come out now. I don't typically get rude with people. I try not to, but you have to at some point acknowledge that you don't just get to act any way you want to act and not be accountable for it. That's all I'm saying. We living in a different climate. Be respectful. Be accountable for your actions. Because as my mother says, you need to be nice to everybody. Because you don't know on what day when someone has to bring you your last drink of water. So be kind to everyone. It's just a common principle, you know. Be kind. So with that, I'm going to move on to my next topic. My next topic is you can dream at any age, even 50. And I say that because I'm trying to make this story short, y'all. When you're young, you have a vision and you have dreams about what you think you want to do or what you think you want to accomplish in set amount of time. Or by the time I'm 25, I want to do this. By the time I'm 30, I want to do this. My dreams and goals didn't quite go that way because I was a single parent. And my only goal was to, you know, raise and take care of my daughter to the best of my ability with very little means. And we got by. I can't even explain how, but you know, I did the thing and we got by. And you know, you want your child to do well in school. You know, you want them to go to college and graduate and, you know, do what they want to do and follow your dreams. But what happens a lot of time with parents is that you table your dream for your children because the fact that they're doing well, it makes me feel good. It makes me happy that she's doing well. I think now at this age that I'm at, because, you know, I'm over 50, I think that you can still dream at this age. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, you're getting close to this stage or retirement or doing this or doing that. Yo, stop trying to push old age and senior citizenship upon me. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't want to be pushed into that. I still have things to do. I still have dreams to travel. I have dreams to own the home that I want to. Hell, I may even get married someday. I still have a lot that I want to do. And I think that you can make your dreams into reality depending on how hard you want to work. How much do you want to grind? You want to hustle for that dream? Because dreams don't just materialize. They don't just happen. You dream it, you think it, then it's time to put that plan into action and turn your dream into a reality. I'm here to tell you that life does not stop at 50. It's just beginning because you only have you to be responsible for. And it's like, I need to do what I want to do now. Let me, you know, go back to school, learn some woodworking, build something, create something, mentor, fellowship. I have so many things like wrapped up in my head. And this blog is one of those outlets for that, because I feel like if I don't get it out, I'm going to go crazy. So to wrap this up, it's basically saying that you can dream at any age. Don't let people tell you that because you've reached a certain age, you're done. You can dream whatever you want to at any age and make it happen, because I have a blog and, you know, I'm older than the typical age demographic, but you know what? It's what I want to do. Whether I succeed, whether I fail, I can say that this is something that I wanted to do and I'm doing it And I can't be mad at that. That's a positive thing in this journey we here, you know, call life. So basically, to wrap that up, I don't care how old you are, don't give up on what you're dreaming. Just don't. Okay. So the last and final topic is my niche. I think I've mentioned before in another Sunday talk that I belong to a group of bloggers, and it's basically called How to Become a Blogger on Facebook. And it's where bloggers get together and they talk about starting a blog, the problems that they have, the obstacles they run into, what's good, what's bad. These are the affiliates that are paying. This is going to help you cut your work time down. You know, just it's basically just a big old resource of everything you need in the blogging world. And the one thing that pops up constantly is find your niche. Find what you're good at and do that and, you know, sail away on that ship. And I've actually struggled, and I'm still struggling with that. And I have a hard time because I feel like if I put myself in a niche and in a particular corner, does that cancel out everything else? Well, I put myself in, let's say, because not a long time ago, but once upon a time, I used to have a blog that was really dedicated to photography and design. And the thing about that blog, or what I did with that blog, I felt this like heaviness and this obligation to always produce these beautiful, fabulous photographs that I did not have time for, because I had I put myself in that niche and in that corner, and I basically set myself up to not do well. And when we set out to do things, we don't expect to flip the world upside down, but you do want to partially succeed, you know, at what you set out to do. I feel like I want to. So this is to say that if you want, or what I'm hearing and what I've read, if you want to make money off your blog and you want it to be profitable, it's best to find what your niche is so you can sell that and excel at that. I understand that. I'm picking up, but they're putting down. I get that. My problem is I like so many things. That's the reason why my blog is called Life by Ytha, because I like everything. I like crafting, DIY, photography, cooking, decor, design, beauty. It's a lifestyle blog. I like everything, but I've heard so many times, well, what is your niche? What is your, you know, what are you doing? Yo, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm walking along this road, not blind, but I'm walking along this road and taking a leap of faith and hoping maybe I'll fall into what my niche is. I kind of know what it is, kind of, sort of, but do I want to put myself in that corner and stay in that corner? And then if I stay in that corner of what I'm doing, then what about everything else I want to talk about? What if I want to talk about me having a bad day? What if I want to talk about me trying a new product? Does everything have to be geared toward my niche? That was the other problem I had with my Doll Place project blog, which was a project-based website about me creating a diorama for my dolls, which was stressful. Again, I put that stress on myself to produce a new project every Sunday, take all the pictures, write about it, edit it, put it up, and have it ready. And that created a stress in my life that I don't need. Blogs are supposed to be a creative outlet for what you want to do. They're self-help. People that, you know, are, you know, deep in faith talk about prayer and their relationships with God and how they get closer to God, and or people that give positive affirmations, that's their niche, or people that just do photography, that's their niche, or cooking or tasting or travel, they have found that niche, and all of that is wonderful. But I like doing a little bit of everything. So all I'm hoping is that the people now that read my blog will just bear with me and go along for the ride, because I do like a little bit of everything. You know, I feel like sometimes that my blog or my website is like in flux. Like, I don't want to be all over the place, because then you'll come to it and say, well, wait a minute, I thought that she was really into this and now she's doing that. So it's, you want to, you know, put your mark on something or one thing and have that be the thing. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm human. I have flaws. But I'm more than willing to I'm kind of leaning toward right now, like mentoring and, you know, just doing this lifestyle series and kind of self-help. And the only reason why I'm doing that, because I feel like I fell into it, because I am a person who suffered, you know, from depression. I am a single parent who put their child through college alone, you know, so I do have some valid things to say. And this is not to say that I know it all. I just want to be able to help the next person that comes along. Because you know what, when I was coming up and I was struggling, it would have been nice to have heard, it gets better. You're going to come out on the other side of this. You know, maybe you should write it down. You know, maybe you should try this or that. I would have loved any type of advice, but at that time, there was none. There wasn't this explosion of people looking at them to tell you, not tell you what to do. But right now, there are billions of websites and blogs out there doing the same thing that I'm doing. I don't know if I'm doing it any differently or better, but all I know is that this blog has been my therapist, my psychiatrist, my creative outlet. It's been everything. It's helped me discover things that I didn't think I can do, and I learn a little bit every day. So while I don't have my perfect niche, other than to say, hey, this is life by me, these are the trials and the tribulations of a person who did this. That's as best as I could come out with it. And I just hope that I keep you guys engaged and, you know, and follow along, you know, with my journey. And maybe we can share or collab or do some things. You know, I'm open, but I have talked long enough. And I know, I'm pretty sure I'm past my 15 minutes that I promised all I was going to do. But hey, sometimes I get going and hey, how do you stop a floodgate when it's open? You can. You just got to let that thing run on out, right? But again, I'm rambling. So I hope everyone has a great, productive week. Enjoy your Sunday. Chill today, relax, do something fun. You know, this is Waitha. Catch me back here next Sunday at Life by Waitha. Y'all have a great day. And as I always say, know thyself.